Well, good evening. I'm so excited that you guys could be here. My name is Rob Shepherd. I'm the lead pastor at Next Level Church, just to make sure we know where we're at. And I'm so excited for you guys to be here. We're kicking off a brand new series entitled Worship Happens. And before we jump into that series, I need to do something because at Next Level Church, we value worship so much that we actually ask the kids to worship with their parents. And then afterwards, they get to go to their own age-appropriate environment to hang out and to have a lesson that is on their level. So if you are in first through fifth grade, head on out to Next Level Kids. Follow Justin Beaver out there. Give it up for the kids. If you are a parent and you haven't signed in your kid, please follow them out there to sign them up for safe and secure Next Level Kids. Well, I am so excited for you guys to be here, and I'm really excited to kick off this brand new series entitled Worship Happens. This week, I was thinking through this, and sometimes the reason why we don't know how to do something is because we've never seen it modeled for us. For example, I have twins. They're 15 months old, and up until this week, neither one of them were walking. And last week, I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and he had a daughter that's a little bit older, and so I said, "When did your daughter start walking?" And he said, like, 8 months, and I was like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, I started getting real self-conscious about my kids. I started thinking they were, like, really slow, and I was about to take them, like, to rehab to learn how to walk. I was going to, you know, I was going to, like, be a drill sergeant and, like, fuss them into walking. And I'm starting to get really, like, insecure about this whole thing. And then he said, no. Like, the reason that my youngest daughter can walk is because she had an older sister that modeled it for her. She could see the sister walking, and so she picked up walking a lot faster. And so that made me feel a lot better about my own kids. And then this week, my son actually started walking, which I was really excited about. And now I'm hoping that my daughter will come behind and see that he's walking and she'll start walking. It's just kind of how it works. You see someone do it and then you can do it yourself. And so one of the things that I've been thinking about is maybe one of the reasons why we don't know how to worship God very well is because we've never seen it modeled for us. Maybe we've never been to a place, or maybe we've never been into a church service, or maybe this is your first time in a church service, and you've never seen what it looks like to worship God. And so this week, I found some footage that is potentially the best worshiping footage in the history of the world. And I think that if you don't know how to worship after you see this video, then you're not paying attention very closely, because this is amazing, amazing worship. Check this out. Now, some of you grew up and your church services actually looked a lot like that. There were people passing out at your church services. There were people crying. There were hands raised. That, what we just saw, was incredible worship. Now, we think that worship is just what happens in the church, but worship is our natural response to something that we put worth to. It's a natural response. It just comes out. No one was standing at a Michael Jackson concert and saying, okay, it's your turn to pass out, and it's your turn to scream, and it's your turn to yell Michael, and it's your turn to raise your hand. It was a natural response to what Michael Jackson was doing. Now, here's the problem with the worship at a Michael Jackson concert. Michael Jackson, as great as he was a performer and as great of songs as he had, Michael Jackson is an awful God. He is not worth worship. And here's the thing that you need to get. This is the bottom line of this whole entire series. Worship happens. Now, some of you are saying, I'm not really into the worship thing, but that's not true. You are into the worship thing. It may not be at church, but you worship something. I could have put up a different video. Maybe you're too young to really remember Michael Jackson. I actually had a video of Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber puts on amazing services that have some of the best worship around. And I had this great clip that had thousands of people worshiping at the Justin Bieber concert, but YouTube took it down for copyright purposes, so we had to go to Michael Jackson. Now, here's the thing. Maybe you're not into Michael Jackson. Maybe you're not into Justin Bieber. But I guarantee if I followed you closely, I could find something that you worshiped. It would be a natural response that came out of you. For some of you, it happens on Sunday afternoons when football season's in. It's a natural response. You watch it or you go to the games. And what is your response? When your team scores a touchdown, what do? You raise your hands. You scream. You yell out. It is worship. Worship is not just what we do in church. It's not just what we give to God. Worship is the natural response for what you place worth on. In fact, if you break down the word worship, it comes from the word worth-ship. It is simply giving worth to something. And when you worship something, your natural response, it just comes out. So maybe for you, maybe it's not Bieber or Michael Jackson. Maybe it's not football. Maybe it's NASCAR. Maybe it's baseball. Maybe it's basketball. It's probably not golf. People don't get too passionate about golf. But most of the other sports have some great, amazing worship. Or maybe you're not into sports, maybe you're not into music, but I guarantee you, if I followed your life closely, I could find the thing that you worshiped. Maybe for you, it's money. Your money, it consumes your thoughts, it consumes your actions. You put a lot of worth on your worth. It's whatever, it's your natural response to the thing that you put the most worth on. That is your worship. For some of you, it's relationships. You put such a high priority on relationships. You worship other people. You worship their opinions of you. You worship their time. You get really jealous if they don't spend time with you. Why? Because you've elevated them to a place that only God should be, and you've put worth on them. And your natural response, you get really excited when you see them, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's your natural response. If you want to hug them, you want to hold on to them, you will smile like it's your natural response. That is your worship. We are amazing worshipers. The Bible actually talks about this in the book of Psalms, which Psalms is just a whole bunch of songs that were written down in the Bible. And look at it with me. It comes in Psalms. Look at it, what it says. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what the psalmist is saying. Let everything that has breath. I just want to test to make sure that there's no like zombies in here or make sure nobody's dead. I want to make sure that we all have breath. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your hand. I want you to put it in front of your face. And I want you to go, now do it again. Now turn to the person next to you and say, you need a Tic Tac. Okay, don't do that. But here's the thing. We are all breathing. Let everything that has breath, it is coming out of us. We're breathing. None of us are dead. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And just to make sure that we get it, the author comes back around and says, praise the Lord. It's not enough just to do it once. You've got to do it again. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why did the author have to tell us this twice? It's because you are an incredible worshiper. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. See, we all have breath, and that means that we have the capacity to worship. And you are an amazing worshiper. The question is not, can you worship or not? The question is, what are you worshiping? Because if there is anything on the throne where God should supposed to be, your worship is going towards the wrong thing. You are an incredible worshiper. So tonight, I want to do something really different. I want us to take time not to listen to me talk, but I want us to take time to simply worship God. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it through various ways. First, we're going to do it by just spending some silence before God. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Maybe one of the reasons why we come to church and we don't naturally respond to worship like they do at a Michael Jackson concert is because we don't spend any time being still before our God. When we come here, it should be a natural overflow of what God's been doing in our life throughout the week. We should just naturally want to worship Him. But instead, so many of us are distracted because we haven't put our focus on God. And so we're going to spend some time being silent. And then after the silence, we're going to be led in some more worship. And when you hear the music playing, that's your cue to actually come and to have communion. Communion is part of worship. Jesus said, whenever you do this in remembrance of me. The reason that we should respond in worship is because Jesus' body was broken for us. And when you take the bread up here, it should remind you of what Jesus did. And then when you take the juice, it should remind you of Jesus' blood, which was poured out for you so that you could have a right relationship with God. This is all a part of our worship. It's our natural reaction to what God has done. And then for the rest of the service, we're just going to sing. And I don't want to tell you exactly how to do it because I don't want to coach you. I don't want to convince you or push you to worship God in a certain way. I think I could do that. I think I could motivate you and say, hey, we're all going to raise our hands at a certain point and we're all going to, you know, cheer at a certain point. I think I could do that, but that's not a natural response. Worship is your natural response to what God is doing in your life. And so while we're singing, we're not going to tell you what to do. Some of you may just need to sit there quietly. And maybe you don't stand during the songs, and that's totally cool. No one's going to make fun of you. No one's going to call you lazy. Just hang out. Some of you, though, you need to stand, and you need to just stand, and you're not even singing. Maybe you just need to focus on the words and just let the words be sung over you. Some of you, though, you're ready. You have an overflow of what God's doing in your life, and you need to just worship God. You need to outdo the worship that happens at a Michael Jackson concert. For some of you, maybe that means that you just raise your hands, and it's just a symbol of saying, God, I surrender. There's nothing between me and you. So we're not going to tell you how to worship. We just want you to respond to what God is doing in your life. So if you would, bow your heads and close your eyes. And we're going to spend a few minutes in silence, simply seeking God, asking Him to speak to our hearts, and talking to Him.
Let our praise be your welcome. Let our songs be a sign that we are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your light. We are here for you. We are here for you. Our hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let our shout. Your anthem, your renown, fill the skies. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. To you our hearts are open.
Of thy redeeming love. good, you are good. When there's nothing good in me, you are love, you are love. On display for all to see, you are light, you are light. When the darkness closes in, you are hope, you are hope. You have covered all my sin. You are peace, you are peace. When my fear is crippling, you are true, you are true. Even in my wandering, you are joy, you are joy. You're the reason that I sing. You are life, you are life. When your death is lost, it's still.
In this place of surrender, we do that. We lay our hearts on the altar. We ask you to take us to receive our worship. God, may this be a moment that changes us. May we walk out made fresh, made new. God, may we understand worship that lives throughout the week. God, may this start a fire. May you start a revival, a renewal in this community through these people. We thank you for showing up and for moving in our midst. We love you. We thank you for your love and your grace. I pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, before you're seated, would you just give it up for God if you love God? Make some noise for him. Awesome. Yeah, you can make some noise. Go ahead. There we go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's put a Michael Jackson concert to shame. That's what I'm talking about, people. Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Well, hey, I want you guys to leave with Jesus on your mind. And I want you to leave thinking about worship is not something that you just do on Sundays. It's what you do throughout the week. And when you come here next week, be ready to worship God out of the overflow of what he's doing in your heart. Thank you guys so much for being here. We'll see you next week.